3-1 pitch. Fastball hit in the air out to deep center field. Backing up Biggio. Edge of the track. Turns around the wall. And it's gone. Sneaking into the front row. Kevin Pulwecki's first home run of the season. A 3-run shot to center field. A 2-out, 3-run homer. Red Sox leading 3-0 in the first.
1-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and hit well. Peraza goes back, looking up, it's gone! Caleb Joseph! In his second at-bat as a Blue Jay, goes deep into the monster seats. And the new guy has the Jays on the board, trailing the Red Sox 3-1 with the 32nd home run of his Major League career and the first in a uniform other than that of the Baltimore Orioles. There's a swing and a line drive towards the line and left, and it'll bang off the wall way high. Gurriel on it quickly, fires it into third. The tag on Pulwecki, they got him! Lourdes Gurriel Jr. throws out the Red Sox catcher from the base of the wall in left field, trying to go from first to third on a double by Chavis to end the inning. Full count pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Getting back towards the wall. Fisher looking up at the bullpen wall, and it's gone. Bobby Dalbec goes deep for a second consecutive game. Takes Robbie Ray the other way. His third home run of the season makes it 4-1 Red Sox in the fourth.
The 0-1 pitch. Gurriel swings in a line drive. Base hit into center field. Guerrero is in to score. Rowdy moves up to third. Standing at second, Shaw on the RBI single by Lourdes Gurriel Jr. And the Blue Jays have the hits coming here in this fifth inning. They've cut the Boston lead in half. It's now 4-2 Red Sox. The 2-0 broken bat liner into right field. That's out of the reach of Martinez. And here come the runs. Tellez is in to score. Around third, coming in to tie the game is Travis Shaw on a 2-run base hit by Joe Panic. 4-4 game here in the fifth. 2-1 pitch. Chopping ball out in front of the plate, dribbling its way halfway to the mound. The pickup by the pitcher. Throw to first is late, and Gurriel scores. The Blue Jays have a 5-4 lead on an infield single by Derek Fisher. 1-2 pitch. Swing a ball, drilled down the left field line, soaring towards the monster. Back goes Peraza. He leaps at the wall, and he can't make the catch. It's down for a base hit. Scoring is Panic on his way in, all the way from first base is Derek Fisher. Two runs are in on the wall ball double, banked by Biggio. 7-4 Blue Jays here in this fifth inning. Rowdy swings, drives the ball straight away center field. It's carrying well, and it is gone! Rowdy Tellez connects again. Rowdy continues to bash Boston. A leadoff home run here in the sixth inning. Number 8 for Rowdy Tellez. 8-4 Blue Jays. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball weakly struck towards the middle of the diamond. Charging in the baseline. Aurus fields. He looks at the base runner and then flips it on a backhand over to second to get the force out. In from third is Travis Shaw. Blue Jays have a 9-4 lead. The lefty deals and a swing and a line drive base hit into right field. Here comes Gurriel. He can score. Up to second goes Joseph. It's a second RBI in the afternoon for Derek Fisher. And the Blue Jays have hit double figures. A 10-4 lead at Fenway Park. First pitch hacking. Ball skied off the bat of Peraza to center field. Underneath it, Kevin Biggio. He's there, makes the catch. Back at third and tagging, trucking towards the plate. Chavis scores uncontested. And the Blue Jays' lead is down to 10-5.
0-1 to Peraza, swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. Lourdes Gurriel turns and watches, and that ball is gone. Top row of the monster seats for Jose Peraza. It's his first home run as a Boston Red Sox, and he's cut the Blue Jays' lead to 10-6. There's a swing and a fly ball hit to deep center field. Back goes Biggio, turns, he looks up, it's gone. Xander Bogaerts with a two-run homer to dead center, and the Red Sox have cut it to 10-8. His 10th home run of the season. It's a three-run frame off of A.J. Cole, still with only one out. Boston is right back in this thing.
Dolis deals, and the 0-2, swing and a miss. The ball's picked up by Jansen. He looks down to first, snaps the throw to Vladdy to finish the ball game. A record-setting afternoon. It's the longest nine-inning game played in Toronto Blue Jays history, and it is a W at Fenway Park. 10-8, Toronto over the Boston Red Sox, winning three out of the five played against Boston in this series. And no matter how long it took, the Blue Jays will pack up a little momentum after this road trip and meet the New York Yankees starting on Monday night in Buffalo.